waste your time calling me tomorrow. When you wake up, baby, I'll be gone. He laughed about my dreams, talked bad about my loving. If you're so smart, but you don't know nothing, I was good to you, baby. You'll find out someday, maybe it might drive you crazy. I was good to you, baby. And don't be telling me you got no one in. But write it down. You thought you had it made. Surprise, surprise. But turn it around, and you're gonna realize I was good to you, babe. You'll find out someday, maybe.
Welcome to Nothing But The Blues with me, Cliff, and that was Tab Benoit with Good To Your Baby from his 2007 album Power of the Pontchartrain. And Tab's from Louisiana, as far as I know, so this is Little Sam Davis and he's Going To New Orleans.
Down in New Orleans.
Sam Davis with Going to New Orleans. Little Sam is on vocal and harmonica, Earl Hooker on guitar, and somebody who's just called Tony on drums, no idea who he is other than Tony. Recorded in Miami in April 1953. Well, somebody whose work I really do like is Jazz Gillum, and I'm going to play some of him now. This is It Sure Had a Kick.
Mine says, come on, Mike, I'll fix you a drink that you really will like. That stuff had a kick. Yes, it had a kick. That stuff had a kick, just like a Georgia mule. Now I remember the day that used to be. The stuff we drank will make a blind man see, 'cause it sure had a kick. Yes, it had a kick. That stuff had a kick, just like a Georgia mule. Beat it, Mr. Man. Good Gordon gin. Mean to say we're gonna pick it again? Now I know a gal from down the way. She kissed me once and I was no good all day, 'cause that soul had a kick. Yes, it had a kick. That stuff had a kick, just like a Georgia mule. Now I know a woman who sure been around. Give her some block and tackle and she sure break 'em down, 'cause it sure got a kick. Yes, it got a kick. That stuff got a kick, just like a Georgia mule. Thank you.
baby, rock me one time just before you go. Now will you rock me, darling? Now rock me, baby. Hold Big Bill all night if you just rock me, darling. Yeah, rock me, baby. Now, rock me, baby, one time before you go. Sun gone down, gal, behind the trees. Take your time, gal, when you go to rock for me. How will you rock me, darling? Now, rock me, baby. Now, rock me, baby, one time before you go. Tender gal, and you got to hound Big Bill with care, baby. Just rock me, darling. Now, rock me, darling. Now, rock me, baby, one time before you go.
Two tracks with Big Bill Brunsie on there. That was Big Bill himself with Rocking Chair Blues, recorded in Chicago in December 1940, with probably Memphis Slim on piano. That's the best guess. And before that, Jazz Gillum, It Sure Had a Kick, recorded in Chicago in May 1940, with Big Bill on guitar. And I don't know what it is about Jazz Gillum's stuff. He's certainly not the best harmonica player in the world, but I just find his stuff really kind of mostly sort of happy, good time stuff. Don't know, but I like him. Well, we're going to change the mood a bit now with Ian Siegel and Revelator.
Yes, I'm the Revelator. I'm the Apostle John. And in the words of the Lord, I'm going to tell you what will come. There's seven churches out in the east, and seven angels guard them. When seven horns begin to blow, there will be voices raised in heaven. 'Cause I'm the Revelator, I'm the Apostle John. And then the words of the Lord, I'm about to tell you what will come. There is a lamb with seven eyes, 10,000 times 10,000 angels. The Lamb of God with seven horns, he is the Alpha
the Omega. Yeah, I'm the Revelator. I'm the Apostle John. Willing in the ways of the Lord. God on a white charger with a second seal, come a red horse, the sword of violence and fever. With a third seal, the horse is black, toil and greed consume the nations. And then will come that old fourth horse, apocalypse and starvation. Five and six will come destruction. Yeah, and when the seventh seal is broken, there will be a silence up above, when all below is devastation. Yeah, I'm the Revelator. I'm the Apostle John. And with the words of the Lord, I'm gonna tell you what will come. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. Yeah, I'm the Revelator. Lord, I'm the Apostle John. Revelator, I'm the Apostle John, and in the words of the Lord, I'll tell you what will come. I'm gonna tell you what will come.
Tremendous. Ian Siegel Band and Revelator, John the Apostle, from his 2005 album Meat and Potatoes. It wasn't his first album by any means, but it's certainly the one that started getting him more attention. Great stuff. Well, I'm going to stay with the kind of vaguely religious theme now, but change the feel a bit. This is Corey Harris and Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning.
Keep your light. trim down the bun and keep all your life. Trim down the bun and keep all your life. See what my Lord have done. Where don't get worried. Where don't. Well, see what my Lord have done. Here I stand with my folded arm. Well, here I. Oh, here I stand with my folded arm. See what my Lord have done. Where have you. Get worried with where you don't get worried. Well, see what my Lord here I stand with my folded arm. Well, here I stand with my folded arm. See what my Lord have.
Oh, I heard the angels sing. man say what's it all about. I heard an angel say, the Holy Ghost hit me, I could not help but shout. Whoa, I'm out.
The Wentus Blues Band featuring Eric Bibb with I Heard the Angels Singing. It's from a 2007 album, A Family Meeting, from the film of the same name. And Eric's just one of the many guests on there. It's a two CD set and it's got people like Louisiana Red, Lazy Lester, Mick Taylor, Kim Wilson, lots of other people. Great stuff. And before that, Corey Harris with Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning from his 1999 album, Between Midnight and Day. I think he's changed directions musically since then. I've got his 2007 album, Zion Crossroads, and it's pretty much pure reggae. It's still good stuff, but not the sort of thing I'd put on this show. Right, well, let's change tack a bit now, but stay up to date. This is Doug McLeod.
Talk about some of these politicians. Sure got my world in a sorry condition. They say one thing, but they mean another. That's a very worrisome thing, my brother. Say they're talking clear, but it sure sound hazy. Ain't doing nothing but driving old Doug crazy. Can't balance a budget, but they can spend my money. You tell me if something ain't going on funny. Sometimes I think they just educated fools. Ain't doing much to help the school. City schools just sliding in ruin. And sometimes I wonder, do they know what they're doing? Would you get my BB gun? No, I don't want to kill them. But I sure would like to hurt them some. Money that got a lottery. That's a lot of slipping and sliding, if you ask me. The money's funny and a change is strange, cause it ain't nothing but a new numbers game. Out on the street, you know what I'm talking about. You see, the odds always in favor of the house. And every week you put your little $20 in, and they're grinning in your face, cause it's so hard to win. They said the lottery was gonna help the school. That's what they promised it would do. But they're cutting arts, cause money's so tight. And I got to wonder, how do they sleep at night? Man, you get my BB gun. No, I don't want to kill him. But I sure would like to hurt him some. Thank you. richest country, we got kids that don't eat. Vietnam War veterans still begging the street. Politicians say he gotta make more cuts. But you think his salary's something he'll touch? Healthcare, now that's a mess. Ain't done much to help that yet. Politicians say, don't worry, there gonna be better days, and I'm gonna start working on it. Soon as I vote myself a raise. Now there's a way to get out from under this joke. We need all the people to get out and vote. Don't sit on the couch, watch the news and complain. You gotta get off your butt if you're going to implement change. But in the meantime, would you get my BB gun? No, I don't want to kill him. But I sure would like to hurt him some. Now, folks, those are just my views. And you're entitled to your views, too. Because in America, we still got the right to choose. And that's why I wrote Dubs Talking Politicians Blues.
That was the title, Dubs Talking Politician Blues, Doug McLeod, for his 2004 album Dub, but still relevant today in lots of places, I suspect. As well as making great music, he's also a great raconteur, so catch him live if you can, you'll certainly be entertained. I'm going back in time again now then. This is somebody called Mooch Richardson with Helena Blues.
Thank you. same train, same engine. That same train, same engine. Took my woman way, Lord, left me standing here. No, I caught the mammoth blind. My school got a pen, no, I caught the mammoth blind. Hey, you can't with me, you know, need a try. Hey, Mr. Conductor, broke man, ride your blind. Hey, Mr. Conductor, little broke man, ride your blind. You better buy your ticket, know this train ain't mine. I just want blind, hey, for his head good time. I just want a blind head for his head good time. When you blow for the cross, he don't want easy down. Ah, pretty Lord, that southern train would wreck. Southern train would ring. Did they kill that farmer, break that engine neck? I'm standing here looking up at the rising sun. I'm standing here looking up at the rising sun.
Ed Bell with Mean Conductor Blues, recorded at his first recording session in Chicago in September 1927. And before that, Moose Richardson with Helena Blues, recorded in Memphis in February 1928 with Lonnie Johnson on guitar. Lovely stuff. OK, back up to date again now then. This is the Ty Curtis Band and Stubborn Mind.
Of playing my alright. When I'm on the sixth string, I could play all night. So I went to the doctor, see what he could do. He said, boy, this stubborn mind will always be with you. Hey, I got a stubborn mind. I took my head away. I got a stubborn mind. Don't wanna hear what they say. I got a stubborn mind. Might as well just stay away. 'Cause all I wanna do now, hey,
Ty Curtis Band with Stubborn Mind. It's the title track from their first album, which came out in 2006, and they've had another one out since then. They're a young band from the Portland, Oregon region, which seems to be quite a breeding ground for talent these days. Terrific stuff. Not sure what happened then on the microphone, sorry about that. Well, I haven't had some Champion Jack Dupree for a while, so let's have Evil Woman. Monkey.
that woman of mine. I've tried so hard to live with that woman of mine. Because I don't give all my money, she leaves me all the time. She's a mean and evil woman, and she's so hard to please. She's a mean and evil woman, and she's just so hard to please. But I know someday, people, she's gonna hang her head and
somebody called Little Temple with Mean and Evil. It was recorded in 1953 but unreleased until it was included on the Bloodstains on the Wall album that Ace put out in 1994. It was a collection of stuff from the Specialty label. And before that, Champion Jack Dupree with Evil Woman from his 1992 album Blues from the Gutter, produced by the late Jerry Wexler, who died last year, and Tom Dowd as the recording engineer. Amazing. Right, I think I'll stay with the piano for one more, but go back a bit. This is Petey Wheatstraw.
I used to play slow, but now I'm playing fast. I used to play slow, but now I'm playing fast. Just to see the man and shake the yes, yes, yes. Now I am a man that everybody knows. I am a man that everybody knows. And you can see a crowd everywhere he goes.
Hey, big boy.
Ramble time about to break of day. Ramble and a ramble time about to break of day. I think it's time now to stop my rambling way. I'm on the line, you bet. Well, I'm on the line, you bet. I got something new that I ain't never told you yet.
Thank you.
stuff. Petey Wheatstraw with Shack Bully Stomp, recorded in New York in April 1938. Another one with Lonnie Johnson on guitar. Well, this has been Nothing But The Blues with me, Cliff, and the website is www.nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. And there you'll find the playlist with links to artists, previous shows, all that sort of stuff. And you can email me, cliff@nothingbutthebluesco.uk. If you want a request for a particular artist or you want to tell me off for playing somebody too much, that's the address to mail to. Well, Shamika Copeland's got a new album out, but I'm leaving you today with a track from her previous album, The Soul Truth, from 2005. The track is Who Stole My Radio. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll join me again next week for another hour of Nothing But The Blues.
Hi, this is Shamika Copeland, and you're listening to Nothing But The Blues.
Big sick.